From the Here's Buzz column in Stargazer magazine, August 7th. The reason yours truly tips waiters so well is because they often tip me. And ay, 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 sometimes they tip mucho grande. Ladies and gents, boys and girls, we were recently handed a doozy of a document by one intrepid waiter who works poolside at an oh-so-swank Beverly Hills hotel. The Pentagon Papers helped bring down a president. Maybe these purloined papers will help bring down a gadabout heiress who's way too big for her size four bitches. Oops, I meant britches. Here's the scoop. As you loyal Stargazer readers know, Caro Dixon has been tippling to the nth degree, hitting the sauce like an Animal House frat pledge. Our accompanying photo album documents her in all phases of dress and undress, demonstrating why style and drunkenness so rarely coalesce. Is she doing on that yacht what I think it is she's doing? Perhaps inspired by her many friends who've walked those recuperative 12 steps, rehab and plastic surgery clinics, home away from home for the oh-so-chic, our Miss Caro decided to skip a few steps and wrote, or tried to write, a letter of apology to those she's hurt because of her overindulgence in martinis, margaritas, and Manhattans. Now this is where it gets good, and why I would earn a Pulitzer were the nominating committee hip to stories the people really want to read. One recent Southern California afternoon, Caro Dixon, slathered in coconut oil, lay on a chaise longue, writing furiously on a legal pad. Our plucky waiter took note of her scribe work, especially when the red-headed mega heiress ripped the paper out of the pad and lobbed it into a nearby potted palm. Let's applaud her for trying to throw away her own trash. People of her ilk usually leave that job to the help. After she staggered out of the pool area, her towel dragging behind her like the train of one of her designer gowns, our waiter, curiosity piqued, casually extracted the crumpled wad out of the potted palm. What follows, dear reader, is Caroline Dixon's verbatim letter of apology.
Meow!
Dear everyone I have ever supposedly hurt. Silly me, I thought I was going to a party the other night at my friend Penny Engelhart's to celebrate her new body. The boobs looked all right, although in my humble opinion they could have tucked a little more tummy. Only it turned out to be a gathering in celebration of a friend's one-year anniversary of sobriety, which of course meant no drinks and no fun. Mr. Clean told everyone how much his life had improved now that he'd gone through rehab and followed the program. I said the only program I care to follow is America's Top Model, and only because I like to bet on the loser. He yammered on, and I tried to listen. But could I help it if I nodded off? Lectures do that to me. Okay. So a week later, I was in Biarritz, dancing with Andreas Stanopoulos, and I accidentally stepped on one of his two left feet and broke his toe. A couple days later, I got caught peeing on Laird Wright's musty old yacht. Note to his interior designer, is it my fault or yours that I mistook one of your decorative urns for a toilet? And then at Princess Marlena of Austria's luncheon, I broke a teacup that Queen Victoria had given to her great-grandmother. She did not seem to find it helpful when I asked her if she'd ever heard of superglue, not even when I said das superglue. Anyway, I realized that at all three of these events, the common denominator was that I was plastered. And I thought, should I forgo the DeMarco's cruise invitation and book a vacation at Betty Ford's instead? Then I sobered up and thought, nah, where's the fun in that? But I can apologize, and apparently that's a big thing in the recovery program. So here goes. To those I've ever supposedly hurt, sorry. I didn't mean to do whatever it is that caused harm to you, but what can I say? I was drunk. Besides, some of you deserve bigger apologies than I can give you. Penny, demand one from your plastic surgeon. Gina, ask for an apology and a refund from your acting teacher. Brad Somerset, whoever's responsible for your lousy personality, make them say they're sorry. My dear family, well, you're exempted because I know you don't believe in apologies, yours or anyone else's. But I do, and in fact, I'm sure that all of you are sorry for hurting me. If that's the case, an apology will be taken into consideration. Your friend, relative, employer, client, whatever, Carol. Some show of sincere remorse, eh, people? Well, let's not be petty, folks. Let's send out to the poor little rich girl our best wishes for health and sobriety. Or not. Why wish her something she obviously doesn't want?